Today's daf is Chul and Daf Ayin Ches. We are going to, Bez Hashem, finish up the fourth parak and begin the fifth parak of Maseches Chulin. So we left off at the two dots on the bottom of Ayin Zayin and Beis, Ve'ein Kovr Mosa. So we had mentioned at the end of the Mishnah that Ein Kovr Mosa Beprashas Drachim, that when you have this Shilya that comes out of the behemoth, the amniotic sac, so you shouldn't bury it at the Prashas Drachim at a crossroads, nor should you hang it on a tree because of Darkei HaMori. That apparently this was the derech of the non-Jews in the time, so we're not allowed to do this. So says the Gemara, Abayi v'Rav Adami Tarvayu, Kol davar sheish bo refua, ein bo mishum darkei hamori. Anything that serves some medicinal need is not a problem of darkei hamori. Ein bo refua, yesh bo mishum darkei hamori. But if it does not serve a medicinal need, so then it is a problem of darkei hamori. So it seems like a pretty clear distinction in terms of what is and what isn't darkei hamori. However, there are four shittos in Rishonim exactly how to be magdir this. Rashi writes that a mashke or a sam or a lachash shalochesh alamaka is something that could be yeshbo mishum refuah. Even some incantation that's said over a maka might be yeshbo mishum refuah. Eimbo refuah, he says, that which you don't do on the choli himself. Kavura shilya beprashas drachim. What does that have to do with the chola? Anything that's not done directly to the chola is ein bo mishum refuah. So Rashi seems to hold the clear distinction is that which you do on the sick person versus that which you don't do on the sick person. That's how we define what is mishum refuah, what's not mishum refuah. However, Rashi in Mesech Shabbos of Samach Zayin Amar Aleph seems to draw a different distinction. Rashi writes in Mesech Shabbos that it called davar sheniris refuaso kagon sam. Ein bo mishum darkei amori, avalim lo niris refuaso, kagon lachash, yesh bo mishum darkei amori. He puts lachash in the other category. Anything that it doesn't seem that it should make a difference in terms of the refuah, like a lachash, where you're just saying something, that is a problem of darkei amori. So the Kasha, that all the Rishonim ask on that Rashi, the Rashba and the Ritva, Mesech HaShabbos over there, and the Rush, also in Simin Yutas, Mesech HaShabbos over there, all ask that there are a lot of Lachashim that are clear, that are done by Chazal in Mesech HaShabbos that they used to do. So if you can say that every single Lachash is Asr, you can have a problem with a lot of things that Chazal did. So that's why that whole group of Rishonim say that anything that's Nira L'Chacham Shu Moil, anything that seems to help, that the Chacham seem to see as an effective remedy, that is not a problem with darkei amori. If it doesn't seem to help, so then it is a problem with darkei amori. Stam is superstition, doesn't help at all, it is a problem with darkei amori. The Rambam has a fourth definition. The Rambam, quoted in the Tshuvas HaRashba and Siman Tov Yud Gimel, and the Rashba discusses this at length. We've mentioned this Rambam in the past when we discussed Gulas and the like. The Rambam holds that the klal is that if mitzad ha'iyun hativ'i, if you look at medical research and it's evident that it helps, then it's not a problem with darkei amori. But anything that has no logical explanation of why it should work, that is a problem of darkei amori. So basically four gedarim. Rashi over here that says, depends whether you do it directly on the chola or not. Rashi in Shabbos, if it's nearest refuaso. The other Rishonim in Sech Shabbos, Ramban, the Rashba, that anything that's nearest refuaso is not darkei amori. Even a lachash is mutter when it's nearest refuaso. Right? That even a lachash, that's the difference between Rashi and Shabbos and the other Rishonim, that even a lachash. And the Rambam, that it's something that has to be understood logically, has to be understood medically to work. So that's the geder of darkei amori according to the various Rishonim. So says Gemara Vatanya, Ilan Shemeshir Perosav, if you have a tree that's losing all of its fruit, Sokro Besikro Vitorno Bavanim, so two things, one, paint it red, and two, put stones around its roots. So Bishlam Vitorno Bavanim, I understand to put stones around it, because maybe it's because it's too strong, you need to weaken it a little bit with the stones, because maybe it's a little too vigorous and that's why it's losing its fruit. So maybe there's some logical explanation of how that's going to help. But why does it help to paint it red? How could that possibly help the tree retain its fruits? No, that's just to get people to see, to draw attention to the tree, and once there's attention drawn to it, people are going to daven for it. People are going to daven that the tree shouldn't be destroyed. like the Brisa Darshan's the Pasuk. Pasuk says, when it comes to a Mitzora, that Hatzeru Asher Bo Hanega, Begad of Yufrumim, Roshu Yeh Perua, and he says, V'tamei Tamei Yikra. So we Darshan, Sarach Lodiyah L'Rabim, V'Rabim, Vakshma L'Vrachimim. He shall let people know what his predicament is. He shall let people know that he's suffering from Tzaras, and then hopefully people will daven for him. V'chein Mishi Yirabo Dover, Tzaruch Lodiyah L'Rabim, V'Rabim, Vakshma L'Vrachimim. When someone suffers from anything, it's always a good idea to let other people know, and they'll be mevakesh rachamim. This is a contrast to the competing idea is that sometimes when a person is in need of a miracle, so miracles are more likely to happen if it's quiet, if not everybody knows about it. It's not going to have to be as open a miracle. So that's a question. That's the balance. You have to figure out when it's best to let everybody know so that everybody could daven, and when it's best to keep things quiet. So Amar Ravina, Kiman Talinu Kufsa Bedikla, who do we assume like when we hang a kufsa, which is a cluster of dates, on a dekel tree? Meaning, why do we think that helps? Why is that even permissible? Kiman Ki Tana. No, we're assuming like this Tana, that it's just a way of drawing attention to the tree, that other people should be mevakesh rachem, and they should realize that the tree is in need of help. Now, Iyun Yaakov explains over here, why is it dafka that this idea is learned from a mitzora? I saw in Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha, he also mentions this idea, that it's dafka nirmas b'mitzora, dafka the Torah lets us know this idea in the context of mitzora, because the tefillah of a mitzora is not miskabel at all. The mitzora has no ability to daven for himself, and therefore, since he can't daven for himself, in which normally we say, yafa tefillah sachala atzma, normally Chazal in the Medrash Rabbim Bereishis has a concept that the tefillah of the cholah himself is the most effective tefillah, so he doesn't have the ability to be mispallel himself, so we're mevakesh rachamim that others should daven for him. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven for Miriam and Avia, that she should be misrapi mitzarata. The pasuk says, Ve'yitzak Moshe and Kelna Rafan Allah. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Why wasn't it Miriam's tefillah? Well, because Miriam, as someone who had tzaras, was unable to daven for herself. That there's dafka such a concept by a mitzora that she can't daven for herself, that you need the tefillos of others. So that's why Tamei Tamei Yikra is learned out specifically by mitzora. Okay, Adron Lach Behema Makasha. Now we begin the parak of Oso Vespino. Oso Vespino discusses the halacha that one is not allowed to shecht a mother and child animal on the same day. There are seven rules the Meiri points out to understanding this Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to say just a very basic statement that Oso Vespino is nohig all the time and by all different kinds of animals, and then it's going to give 12 different permutations of how you can have Oso Vespino with different halachos that emerge from it. So in order to understand what all the rules are in play, to be able to see the logic behind the 12 different permutations, the Meiri just lists seven rules. Number one, Oso Vespino applies to a behema, not by anything else, only by a behema. Number two, there's no difference between whether you shecht the child first or whether you shecht the mother first. That does not go into the cheshbon of the different permutations in our Mishnah, and that's why it doesn't, because it doesn't matter if it's the child first or the mother first. Number three, there's no difference between one person shechting both animals or two people shechting both animals. The second person is going to get malchus, because it's that second animal, when the mother slash child has been shechted that same day, it's the second one that's shechted, that is the Isser. Doesn't make a difference if you're the same person who shechted the first one, or you're not the same person who shecht the first one. Rule number four, if you shecht chulin, if you shecht Oso Vespino and chulin animals, it's kosher, and it's not like you shechted a behema within Shmona Yamim, within 8 days of its birth, where the halacha is, if it's not nizbar lo shekal lo chadash, if you're not sure that it's a ben kayama, that it would be an iser mishum nefel. Oso Vespino, it is called mechusar zman. That's why we have to mention this rule. That's why the Miri has to mention this rule. It is called mechusar zman, because once you shecht, let's say, the mother, the child is mechusar zman till the next day. You're not allowed to shecht the child till the next day. But b'di'evid, when you shecht the child is still going to be kosher. It's not going to be a mechusar zman in the sense of a baby that was just born that's not yet 8 days old. It's not that kind of mechusar zman. Number five, anyone who shechts kachim b'chutz, in general, when you shecht behemos kachim b'chutz, you chayiv kares. And if you get Hasra for Malkus, you get Malkus instead of Kares. But really, it's a Chiv Kares to Shecht Chachim Bachutz. Number six, when you Shecht Chulin Bifnim, it's Aser, the Behema's Aser, but there's no Kares. You're not Chayiv Kares. And finally, rule number seven, when you Shecht Bachutz, Behema's Kachim, that is not Ra'ui to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say it is Kachim Bachutz, but it's a kind of animal that for whatever reason has some sort of psul that you would not be permitted to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash anyway, so you're putter from the din of Shechut Echutz. Even though normally Shechut Echutz, you're Chayiv Kares, if for whatever reason this animal is already disqualified from being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so you're putter from the din of Shechut Echutz. Those are the seven rules. Now, what's the Svara? Why does the Torah Aser Osav Espino? So the Sefer HaChinuch offers two possible suggestions as to why Osav Espino is asked by the Torah mitzvah Reish Tzadi Dalid. Number one, he says it's to let us know just how much hashgacha there is, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches out for Balei Chayim in general, and we hopefully realize through this halacha that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to watch out for behemos, all the more so how he watches out for us, and that he obviously is trying to prevent the Sefer HaChinuch says that this is to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to prevent the extinction of any species by saying not to murder entire families on a single day. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching out for the kiyum of the various types of animals. So he watches out for our own kiyum, for our own survival. That's one idea. The second idea, he says, al tzad pshat, is just to imbue in us a sense of rachmanos, midas hachemla, ulaharachik midas hachzarios, shi midah ra'a, and to train us to not be cruel people, to train us to be sensitive people, to be caring people, and therefore even though we are allowed to kill balei chayim to eat them, we're allowed to use them as food, nevertheless there are limitations. Osav Espino trains us a little bit in the midah of chemla, in the midah of rachmanus. So those are the ideas that the Sefer HaChinuch suggests. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah. Osav Espino knowing bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. First of all, Osav Espino applies both in Eretz Yisrael as well as outside of Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei Abayis, v'shelo bifnei Abayis. It applies when the Beis HaMikdash was around and when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. B'chulin u'b'mekdashin, and it applies both to chulin animals and to Hegdish animals as well. The Shoshana L'David explains that we dafka say chulin first because mekdashin is not a chiddush. The Isser is said in the Parsha that speaks about kachim, as we'll see in the Gemara. Chulin is learned from a drasha. The fact that it applies to chulin animals is learned from a drasha. So we have a rule in Shas, says the Shoshana L'David, that whatever comes from a drasha is chavivle, that the Tana always valued, always treasured that which comes from a drasha more than that which was explicit in the pasuk. So dafka wants to mention chulin before mekdashim because that's derived from a drasha, not from a pasuk. Now the truth is, Rashi points out this halacha is self-evident, unnecessary for the Tana to teach us. It's a chovas haguf, meaning the halacha that applies in chutz la'aretz. Any chovas haguf applies in chutz la'aretz. Mishnah Kiddushin is very clear that the only things that really apply only in Eretz Yisrael are mitzvos hatzlius ba'aretz, are agricultural mitzvos. That's what applies only in Eretz Yisrael. But b'chovas haguf, anything that's physical, my own chiv and my own body, so that has to be done no matter where I am. Eretz Yisrael, chutz la'aretz. So this is a chovas haguf. Obviously, it's knowing in chutz la'aretz. But it wanted to teach us that it's knowing bein b'chul and bein mutashin. So it also mentioned, once it's mentioning that it's ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Tosus also discusses this issue and mentions along the way that the lashon of the Mishnah that it says in the Hemshech about Reishis HaGeiz, as we'll see in the Gemara, there's a chiddush that Reishis HaGeiz is knowing b'chutz la'aretz. So since this is the beginning of a series of Mishnayos, and it makes sense that it's a chiddush by Reishis HaGeiz, so we mention it over here as well. So those are the ideas that the Rishonim suggest. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Ketzad. So what are the different permutations of Osav Espino? Again, we're going to have 12 different permutations. Number one, Hashochet Osav Espino, Chulin Bachutz. Let's say both animals are Chulin animals, and you shecht them both outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So Shneim Ksherim, they're both going to be Kosher. Vasheni Sofik Sarban. That's the easiest case. And then the second animal you get Malkus for, because it's only on the second animal that it's a violation of Osav Espino. It's not that L'mafreya, we go back and we say that it's a violation on the first animal also. No, it's only the second animal. Number two, kachim b'chutz. Let's say that both animals are kachim, and you shech them both outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So rishon chayiv karis. That's shchut techutz. You can be chayiv karis for the first one. Ushneim psulim. Both of them are going to be pasul because they're both kachim and they're both being shechted b'chutz, so they're both pasul. With shneim sofkim es arbaim, and you get malchus for both of them. First one you get malchus for because it's kachim b'chutz, and the second one you get malchus for because of osav espino. Right, the second one you would not get malchus for kachim b'chutz because it was already pasul anyway, meaning it would still be aser. But as we said, that was rule number 7, that anytime you shech something b'chutz, behemoth kachim b'chutz, it's not ra'oi to be hukrav in the Beis HaMikdash, you're pater from shchut echutz. So the second one, it's not right to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash because the mother was already shechted that day. So it's a violation of osav espino. So it's only going to be malchus for osav espino. It's not going to be any violation of shchut echutz. Number three, case number three, chulin bifnim. Let's say both animals are chulin, you shech them both inside the Beis HaMikdash. So shneim psulim, they're both going to be pasul because they're both chulin bifnim. But you get malchus only for the second one, because as we said, rule number 6 was when you shecht chulin bifnim, there's no, it's aser, but there's no kares, so there's no nothing, there's no malchus. The only malchus you get is for the second one, because that's a violation of osav espino. Case number 4, kachim bifnim, both of the animals are kachim, and you shecht them both inside the Beis HaMikdash. Harishon kasher upater, so the first one, perfect, that's what you're supposed to do with kachim. You're supposed to shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Vasheni, sofek asarbaim, upasal. But the second one, you get malchus because it's also vespino, and it's pasal because once you shecht the mother, the second one is not allowed to be shechted as a karban that day anymore. So you get malchus for the violation of also vespino, and the karban is a pasal of karban. Case number 5, chulin v'kachim b'chutz. Let's say you first shecht chulin and then kachim, both bachutz. You have chulin and kachim, and both bachutz, but this is dafke in that order. When we say chulin and kachim, we'll have another case that's kachim and chulin bachutz. This is chulin and kachim, chulin first bachutz, then kachim bachutz. So harisha and kasher patu, the first one was chulin bachutz. Perfect, that's what you're supposed to do with chulin. You shechted bachutz, and that was fine. Vasheni, sofek asarboyim, upasal. Second one was kachim bachutz, you get malchus, and it's pasal. But again, the malchus is only for osav espino, because it's not going to be yichiv kares for kachim bachutz, since it was already not roi to be hukrav bifnim, because it was also vespino, because its mother had been shechted on that same day. Case number 6, kachim v'chulin bachutz. First you shech the kachim bachutz, then the chulin bachutz. Harishon chayiv kares upasal. So the first one is a violation of kachim bachutz. You're going to be chayiv kares, and it's going to be pasal. Hasheni kasher. The second one is chulin bachutz. It's going to be kasher, but ushneim sofkim es arbaim. But you can get malchus for both of them. First one you get malchus for because it's kachim bachutz, right? And the second one you can get malchus for because it's osav espino. So you can get malchus for both of them. Good. Next, case number 7, chulin v'kachim bifnim. If you shecht chulin and kachim in that order inside the Beis HaMikdash. So shneim psulin, they're both going to be pasul. The first one is pasul because it's chulin and shouldn't be shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. The second one is because it's also vespino. Vasheni sofek asarbaim. You get malchus for the second one, because as we said before, chulin bifnim is an isser, but you don't get malchus for chulin bifnim. But the second one is also vespino, so you get malchus for that. Kachim v'chulin bifnim. Let's say you shecht the kachim animal first inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then a chulin animal inside the Beis HaMikdash. So rishon kasher pater. First one is perfect. It's exactly what you're supposed to do. Vasheni sofek es arbaim upasal. And then the second one you get malchus because it's also vespino and it's pasal as well. So because it's chulin bifnim, that's why it's pasal. It's not chulin b'chutz. Chulin bifnim is going to be pasal. Now the case number 9, chulin b'chutz ubifnim. Let's say you shecht two chulin animals, but over here you didn't switch what kind of animal, you switched the location. First chulin animal you shechted outside, second chulin animal you shechted inside. So rishon kasher upater, the first one is perfectly good because it was a chulin animal outside, it's exactly what you're supposed to do. Vasheni sofek asarbaim upasal. Second one you get malchus because it's also vespino and it's pasal because it's chulin bifnim. So that's case number 9. Case number 10, kachim b'chutz u'b'fnim. If you shecht a kachim animal b'chutz and then a second kachim animal that was the child of the first one or the mother of the first one b'fnim, harishon chayv karis. First one you chayv karis for because it was kachim b'chutz, and as we said, you chayv karis for kachim b'chutz. Shneim sof kemes arbaim. You get malchus for both of them, one for shchut echutz and the other one for osav esmeno. Ushneim psulim, and they're both going to be pasul because kachim b'chutz is pasul and kachim and kachim b'fnim that's not ra'ui is going to be pasul because it's not ra'ui for a carbon since it's osav esmeno. So they're both going to be they're both going to be pasul. Second one is pasul because of mechusar's man. It's osav esmeno, so it's not ra'ui to be brought that day. That's why it's going to be possible. Case number 11, chulin b'fnim u'bachutz. Let's say you bring a chulin, first chulin animal in the Beis HaMikdash, the second one outside of the Beis HaMikdash, harishon pasul u'pater. So the first one is pasul because it's chulin b'fnim, but you're pater because, as we said, chulin b'fnim, you're not chayiv kares for, you're not chayiv malchus for. Vasheni sofek es arbaim u'kasher. But the second one, you're going to get malchus for, and because it's osav espino, but it's going to be kasher because it's a chulin animal b'chutz. So it's a kasher, as we said, a violation of osav espino does not pasul the behema. So it's going to be kasher. It's just that you can get malchus for it. Case number 12, and final case, kachim b'fnim u'b'chutz. Two kachim animals. First one b'fnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash. Second one outside the Beis HaMikdash. So rishon kasher pater. First one is great. It's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to shech kachim inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'asheni sofek es arbaim u'pasul. But the second one, you can get malchus for, and it's going to be possible because it's kachim b'chutz. So kachim b'chutz is going to be, it's going to be possible. You're also going to get malchus for it for osav espino. The malchus is not for kachim b'chutz because, as we said, it's already possible anyway. So it's not going to be a violation of kachim b'chutz. So those are the 12 examples, the 12 cases of osav espino. A couple of points that the Rishonim raise over here. First of all, even though it is clear in the Mishnah that osav espino does not possible the animal, the animal is mutter ba'achila, even though it was a violation of osav espino, several Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Rush, several Rishonim bring a shita of the Baal Halachos Gedolos that basar anishkat Rishon mutter ba'achila, v'asheni asr ba'achila ba'osav yom, that the first one is mutter to eat, the second one is going to be usher to eat for the duration of that day. Not after that. After that day, it's fine, but for the duration of that day, it's going to be usher to eat. The Ramban and the right and the Ran point out that this is not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. This must be a later knas, shekansu chachamim, that a person should not get hanoah from a maisa isser that he did. He violated also vespino. Why reward him with a delicious steak and allow him to eat the ben? So in order to make sure that he doesn't get enough from an Isser, the Chachamim added this knas later on. I saw in Birei Adaf, he quotes from the Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak, Simon Kuf Aleph, who writes that if you shech an avu b'no b'yom echad, you're allowed to eat the even if you hold like this knas, you're allowed to eat the one that was shechted last. Why? When it's avu b'no? Because there's a suffix we're going to mention later on, whether we have a machlokas in the Gemara later on today's daf, whether osav espino applies to father and child also, or maybe only mother and child. So that's a machlokas in the first place. Plus, we have this machlokas, whether there is any knas at all that you're not allowed to eat it that day. So you put the two and two together, you have a svek sveka. So if it's avu b'no, he thought you're allowed to eat the child that day. Typically speaking, we wouldn't apply svek sveka to any davar sheyesh lamatirin, anything that all you have to do is wait and it will become mutter. But he thought that this knas was so weak, it came in so late in the game, it's not even mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, that he thought that that we can apply svek sveka in this case as well. Another important point that the Achronim all raise is, why is it taka true that when you shecht osav espino, that the second one that you shecht is kasher? Generally speaking, we have a klal, the Gemara Masechta Tmura Daf Dalet gives a rule that kol mil sadam rachmana lo sa'avid, i'avid lo mahani. Anytime the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to do something, if you do it, it doesn't work. So if that's true, that kol mil sadam rachmana lo sa'avid, i'avid lo mahani, the Torah says, don't shecht osav espino b'yom echad, so we should say lo mahani, that the shechita doesn't work on the second animal that you shecht, and therefore it's asr b'achila. So why is it takam mutter b'achila? So the Prima Gadim discusses this issue. The Prima Gadim in Yaradeya Simon Tes Zayin in Sifsei Das, Os Gimel, discusses this issue, and he writes as follows, that since the Torah is Megala, that it's Mutal Gavoa, the Torah says Mutal Gavoa, so therefore we learn from there that it's Mutal Hedyot also. That you can't say that it's going to be Mutal Gavoa and that it's going to be Asal Hedyot. Another Teretz Prima Gadim says, the Torah doesn't ask for the Etzem Hamaisa. The Torah asks the Yom, meaning the Torah doesn't ask for shechting this animal. Shechting this animal is perfectly fine. The Torah just doesn't allow shechting the animal today. And therefore, Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Allah Savidi Avodah Mahani doesn't apply. It's not an Isra on the Maisa, it's an Isra on the Yom. Rav Elchanan, Kovitz Shiurim, has a different approach. Rav Elchanan says that this whole idea of Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Allah Savidi Avodah Mahani is only said on a Chalos Din that is caused by a Maisa. That you say that when your Maisa is supposed to cause some sort of Chalos, that Chalos doesn't take effect when that Maisa was a Maisa Be'isser. But the Maisa itself, you can't say, Yavad Lomahani, I didn't do the Maisa. He gives an example. Megaresh Anusaso. Let's say a man, Rachman Al-Tzlan, a man rapes a woman, and halacha is, the Torah is very clear, that he has to Losi Elisha, he has to marry her. He's not allowed to be Megaresh, he has to marry her and keep her. So the Chalos HaGereshin is Monea, his kium of HaMitzvah of Losi Elisha. So over there we say, Avalo Mahani, the Gereshin is not Chal, because the Maisa is giving a get, there's a Chalos that she becomes a Grusha. So the Chalos is not going to work, since the Maisa was a Maisa that was Be'isser. The Shechita of Osav Espino, the Isser is not, the Iker Isser is not that the Behemah's Mutar Ba'Achila, the Maisa Shechita is the Isser. I mean, it's not the Chalos that we're really worried about. By Losi Elisha, the whole point was that she should stay married. The Chalos is what we were trying to avoid. So you're going to say, Yavid, if you're going to violate the Isser that's trying to cause the Chalos that we don't want, so lo mahani, that Chalos doesn't happen for you. But over here, we don't care whether the Behemah's Mutar Ba'Achila or Asabachila. The Isser is the killing of the animal. The Isser is the Mice of Shechita. The Raya is, he says, if you could have a Heter Achila, how do I know that we're not worried about the Heter Achila, we're only worried about the Mice of Shechita? Let's say there could be a Heter Achila without a Mice of Shechita. Would it be Aser? Would there be an Isser of Asav Espino? So we just learned an entire parak that told us that there would not be an Isser. Because you shecht a Behema and there's a fetus inside of the mother, the fetus is perfectly mutter. But why? Because there's no separate Mice of Shechita on the fetus. The Isser of Asav Espino is when you do a Mice of Shechita, it's not an Isser of having Chalos Heter Achila of mother and child. You could have a Chalos Heter Achila of mother and child. So Rav Elchanan says maybe that's why we don't apply the principle of Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Lo Savid Yavad Lo Mahani. He just points out the one difficulty you're going to have is Tosus Maseches Tmura Daf Dalet and Beis asks the question, why when you shecht a Karban Pesach Al HaChametz, when you still have Chametz around, we don't say Yavad Lo Mahani. Why don't we say that the Karban is going to be Pasul? But according to this Geder, it's a little bit difficult because the Isra of Shechita Al HaChametz is on the Etzem Maisa Shechita. So why would we say Yavad Lo Mahani? It's not on the result, it's on the Maisa of Shechita. So if you're going to say that Yavad Lo Mahani is only when there's a Chalos that we're trying to avoid, well over here there's not a Chalos that we're trying to avoid. So Rav Elchanan says, no, maybe you can get out of that. Maybe you could say that the Isra over there by the Korban Pesach is not on the Maisa of Shechita, because we see that there's an Isra even on Zrikas Adam when there's Chametz around. So even though the Pasuk has a Lashon Lo Sishchot, Chazal Darshan then applies to the other Avodas as well, to Zrikas Adam as well. So the Isser must be on the Chalos Hechshar HaKarban. It must be that what the Torah doesn't want is a Hechshar Karban Pesach being done when there's Chametz still around. So that Chalos is what we're trying to avoid, and therefore it makes sense for Tosfos to ask the Kasha that it should still be included in the Avod Lo Mahani. Okay, that's how Rav Elchanan understands. Let's see the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanan. Minayin Lo Savas Beno Shenog B'Mekdashin. How do I know that Osav Espino applies to hektish animals, not just to chulin animals? So Talmud Lomar, Shor Okesav O'ez Ki Yivaleid, Uksiv Basrei, V'Shor Oseh, Osav Espino, L'Sishchut U'Biyom Echad. We have one pasuk that says, Shor Okesav O'ez Ki Yivaleid, V'Ayish V'Siyam Taksim O'Biyom Ashmini, V'Hala Yiratza L'Korba Anisha L'Hashem. Clearly talking about Kodshim. And then right away after that, we have another pasuk that says, The very next pasuk, v'shar osel osel v'esmenal losishchatu biyom echad, the yisra of osel v'esmenal. So you see that limin al osel v'esmenal shenog b'mukdashin. You see very clearly that it applies to mukdashin. Now Tosfos raises the question: why would you think that it's not about mukdashin? I mean, the pasuk b'sharim psukim. The Gemara's basic answer is: the Gemara asks, how do I know osel v'esmenal applies to mukdashin? Gemara's answer is: read the psukim. You know, what are we talking about? I mean, it's beferish in the psukim that it's in the parsha of Hekdesh. So what was the havamina? So says Tosos, no, one might have thought that if you need a Korban Pesach, and the only Korban Pesach you have available to you is Osav Espino, is a Korban Pesach whose mother was shechted that day, so you might have thought that the assay of Korban Pesach is going to be doche, the lav of Osav Espino, so that's why we have to be told that it's not so. That by kachim where it's necessary for Dvar Mitzvah, where you need it, and it's going to be your only way to do the mitzvah, even so, we're not going to say that it applies by kachim. That's what Tosfos originally suggests. He then rejects that answer, but even that suggestion raised a significant discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. Even the suggestion of Tosfos, okay, but we don't have time for it right now, so let's move on. So says Gemara, ve'ema mukdashin in b'chulun lo, so maybe, okay, you're right, the psukim are talking about behemoth kachim. Maybe it's only talking about behemoth kachim, and it's not talking about chulin animals at all. There is no isra vasa vesmero by chulin animals. So shar hifsika inyan. No, the word shar separates between kachim and the discussion of osav espino to tell me that osav espino applies to chulin. Veima b'chulin in b'mukdashin lo. Once shar is hifsika inyan, so then maybe it should apply only to chulin, not to mukdashin. So ksiv vishar vav mosav alinyan rishon. So we have vav that connects it to the parsha of kachim. Ima kachim klayim lo af osav espino klayim lo. But if we're going to connect it to the parsha of kachim, so we should say that osav espino follows all the rules of kachim. And just like by kachim, you can't have a behema that's klayim, so too for osav espino, maybe a behema that's klayim, that's an interbred behema, is not going to be a problem of osav espino. Alama tanya, why then does it say in the brisa osav espino noig beklayim ubekoy, that osav espino is noig beklayim, and not only that, va'od seksiv. The pasuk says se in regards to osav espino, va'amar Rava, and Rava taught a rule. Zebneav, kol makom shnemar se, enuel lahotzias haklayim. That wherever it says se, it comes to tell me that klayim is not included. How do we find that? How do we learn that? So Rashi on the top over here writes, the alfinim kulu mi sek savim v'se izim. Midloksiv sek savim v'izim. The fact that it says sek savim and se izim. It doesn't just say sek savim v'izim. So shmamino dlo mikri se, atchu aviv v'imo kvasim, Oshneim izim, that the only time that something is going to be called a seh is if both of its parents were from the same min. They're both kvasim, they're both izim. Aval echad kesav ve'echad eiz lo aviseh. Then it's not going to be a seh. Then it's not considered a seh. So that's a binyanav, that anytime it says seh, it's lahotzias haklayim. So how can you tell me that also Vespino is knowing even by klayim? Number one, we should learn from kachim that it's not knowing by klayim. And number two, it says seh, so it should not be knowing by klayim. So answer the Gemara, Amrkra, O, Larabo says a klayim. We have a special riboy in the pasuk of O to come to include klayim. So frankly, Gemara, no, you already need that O. Hi, O, mi bayle lechalek. You already need that O to teach me that you're chayiv on shechting a shar ubno or a se ubno, that it doesn't have to be both, that you don't have to shecht both shar and bno and se and bno, four animals, to violate the system. I might have thought that you're not chayiv unless you shecht four animals. Kamash Mla never comes to tell me, that's why I need O to tell me that it's not so, that it's one, that it's either Shar Ubno or Se Ubno. So how can you use the word O to teach me L'Rabbo says a client, we already used the word O to be Mechalek. So says Marno, L'Chalek mi B'no Nafka. L'Chalek we learn from the word B'no. So B'no singular, not B'nov, not their sons. So Vakatimi Baile Lichatanya, but wait a second, I still need it for the following Brisa. Ilunemar Shar Vse Ubno, Hayisi Omar Achishkot Shar Use Ubno. Had the word Bino without the word O, I would have thought you need to shecht three animals. Strange, Havamina. I would have thought you need to shecht a Shar, a Seh, and one of their children. And that's a violation of Osav Espino. But if you shecht just a Shar Ubno, or just a Seh Ubno, then it's not a violation. Tam Lamar Shar oh, seh, osov esbino. That's what the oh is coming to teach me. So even after you have bino, so you still need the word oh to teach me l'chalek. My love may oh, nafkale. Aren't we learning from the word oh? And therefore, oh is not free to teach me klayim. And so Gemara, lo, may oso. No, we're not learning from oh, we're learning from oso, and therefore oh is still free to teach me klayim. Says Gemara, hanich l'rabbanan demiyasu luhu oso. That's great if you assume like the Rabbanan that the word oso is actually extra. Then you could free up the word O to teach me klayim. But according to Chananya, who does not hold the word oso as extra, where are we going to learn lechalik? So again, this we don't yet know who Chananya and the Rabbanan are. The Gemara is going to get to that, but just take the Gemara's word for it, that the word oso is extra according to one opinion, not extra according to the other opinion. So it says Gemara lechalik letzarech kra. Maybe according to Chananya, you don't need a pasuk to tell me lechalik. It's obvious when the pasuk says, when the pasuk tells me shar and seh and the osav espino, that it's that it means one or the other, that it's not that you don't have to shecht four animals in order for it to be a violation of osav espino. Why don't I need a pasuk? The savla Rabbi Yonasan, because he reads psukim in general along the lines of the way Rabbi Yonasan reads psukim. The tanya, because the brisa darshins a different pasuk as follows, which teaches us a methodology in how to read psukim. Pasuk says isha sher yikala es aviv ve es imo. So what are you chayev for? Only if you curse both parents, or even cursing one parent without the other. Say, I would only know if you curse both. Aviv shalom imo v'imo shalom minayin. How do I know if you curse one parent, you're chayiv? Tam lomar, aviv v'imo kilel. Aviv kilel, imo kilel. Div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia learns, I need a special pasuk to tell me that it applies if you curse one without the other as well. Rabbi Yonasan omer, mashma shneim keachad, mashma echad b'fnei atzmo, asha yifrod l'cha kasuv yachtov. No need for a special pasuk. That it implies, by definition, the way you read the pasuk, is it implies one without the other, you'd be chayiv also, unless the Torah said the word yachtov. If it says yachtav, then it would be teaching me that you need them both together. So apply that to our case. Of also esbeno, it says sharu se, doesn't say yachtav, so I would know anyway that it means sharu beno or seu beno. I don't need any special psukim lechalik. Mimela o is extra to teach me klayim, and everything is good. So now, my Chananya, my Rabbanan. We refer to Chananya and the Rabbanan having some machlokas about whether the word oso is extra. Where do we find such a machlokas between Chananya and the Rabbanan? To Tanya, we have a brisa. Osav espino noig bin kevos vein noig bizacharim. That the Tanakhama says, Osav espino is only noig by female animals, meaning it's mother and child, not father and child. This is the concept that we referred to in the past as Ein choshishin lezera ha'av, that the father is, he's insignificant. Chananya omer noig bein bizacharim bein bin mekevos. But Chananya says, it's noig both by male and female. My time the Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan think it's only female? The Tanya, because the Brisa says as follows, Yachol yei osav espino noig bein bizacharim bein bin mekevos. You might think that it should be noig both by male and female. Vidinu, chayiv kan v'chayiv bein malabanim. And the truth is, there's logic to it, because you're chayiv over here for osav espino, you're chayiv shiluach hakein, so mak shchayiv bein malabanim bin mekevos v'lo bizacharim, just like shiluach hakein is only by Nekevos and not by Zucharim, Afke Shechayev Kan, Benekevos, Lo Bezucharim, So also Espino, you would think, is also Benekevos and not by Zucharim. Says more low, in Marta Be'em Alabanim, Shekein Lo Asa Bamezumen, Kesheinim Mezumen, Tomer Bosa Espino, Shasa Bamezumen, Kesheinim Mezumen, you're going to apply all of the halachos of Shulach Kan to Osav Espino, where it only applies to Einim Mezumen, doesn't apply to Mezumen, so you're going to say the same thing by Osav Espino, Tam Lomer Oso, Echad Velo Beis. That's why it says Oso, the word Oso is being used to teach us that it's Oso the Espino, only the mother, not two potential Osos. So Achash Chilik HaKasav Zachisi Ledin. Now that the Torah is Mechalik, I understand as follows. You could say the following argument. Chayiv Kan V'chayiv Beim Alabanim. Mak Shchayiv Beim Alabanim in the Kevus V'lo Bezucharim. Afk Shchayiv Kan in the Kevus V'lo Bezucharim. So over here also, it's only by females and not by males. V'im Nafshach Lomar. And if you don't like that argument, Bino, it says dafka bino, which implies a kinship, it implies a connection, not just a biological relationship. Misha bino karachachrov, yatza zachar shein bino karachachrov, which would therefore only apply to a mother and child, because only by a mother and child does the child follow the mother. But by a zachar, by the father, the child doesn't follow the father around. So mayim nafshach lomer, why do we need the second argument? What was wrong with the first argument? V'chitema oso zachar mashma, lest you say that oso is masculine, so harei you, and therefore it should apply to males. Harei you omer beno misha beno korach achrab yatzach shem beno korach achrab. That's why it says beno, to teach me that it's dafka referring to that relationship. Just two more lines. Ulchanani ksiv also demash mezachar ksiv beno misha beno korach achrab demash menakeva hilchach no beim bezchar beim menakeva. Ulchanani will say also teaches you zachar because it's written belashon zachar. Beno teaches you that it's nekeva because it refers to beno korach achrab. So we'll discuss that issue first thing tomorrow. Mishnah Hashem.